Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Michael C. Farnan. I received something in the mail from the Bank of Cardiff concerning some commercial finance and leasing and working capital equipment loans. I'm interested in doing something.
Sure, Michael, I can look into it for you. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code available?
Yes, sir. You ready? What is your name?
My name is Dennis.
Dennis. Okay, Dennis, are you ready?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
sure.
2411-3701-0002-1680.
1680, excellent. How's your day going so far?
We're doing good, but I'm in a little bit of a jam. I got a little bit overextended with cash advance companies in America here. They're the land of the slap in the face and no hug. So,
I hear. Well,
what I'm trying to do is clean up the cash advance mess that I'm in right now. I like the idea of your program, the secure loan, unsecured loan, or unsecured refi program. I've been in business for 12 years. I own a restaurant and tavern outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My annual gross is between $350,000 and $425,000. I may hit $500,000 this year. I have some cash advances out that I want to clear up that are killing me on a daily debit. I'm looking for a longer term, 3 to 5 year type of term with a good established bank.
Okay, absolutely. I think we can probably help you out. Mike, I have this number down. Is this the work number, or is this a mobile number to reach at? The 412-780-7688.
This is my bat phone.
Bat phone, okay.
It's a 24-hour phone, Dennis, and it's always open for business because I've seen the movie Wall Street Never Sleeps.
That's right. Money never sleeps. That's for sure. I got a number for the company at 412-233-2525. Is that still a good number for the business?
That is correct, yes.
Excellent. And while we're at it, I'll give you my direct number in case we get disconnected or something like that.
Yeah, I'd like to have your number. You sound like you want to do business. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a new business partner, Dennis. I'm not lying to you. Okay, give me your direct line for extension or whatever you give me.
Sure. Direct number is 858-519-5315.
Okay. 5315. Okay. And you have an extension, or does that just go right to you?
That'd be direct to me. That's my direct number there.
Okay. Where are you located at, Dennis?
I'm actually in San Diego, California. So across the nation.
Oh, man, I love San Diego because that's, you're 3 hours behind me. So I'm about 15, 18 minutes of Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay.
We're calling the south, and we're right by, I'm from Clareton, Pennsylvania, where the Clareton Mill is, like the U.S. Steel.
Okay.
I own a restaurant tavern, 12 years in business, no kind of leans against me. I'm a little bit behind because I got sick for a little bit and I had a daughter with an addiction problem, and I got stacked up with these cash advance companies, and I didn't know the rules. I was ignorant of the fact, people flashing money, and I learned a lesson. Now I'm looking to get out and establish a long-term relationship with a prominent company. That's my goal.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about those. How much do you have out right now in total payback amount, would you say?
It costs about $600 a day. I have different companies that I've used in the last 3 years. OnDeck was one, Strategic. I had two with OnDeck I paid off early. I had two with Strategic I paid off early. Imperial I paid off early. Priority Funding out of Massachusetts I paid off early. Imperial down in Florida I paid off early. I got a pretty big one with Strategic to help me clean up some things when I got sick. I got very small ones with some of the Brooklyn boys in New York, which, them. I don't know if you know about them guys. They'll take the fillings out of your teeth.
let me guess. Is it Yellowstone or Pearl, one of those two companies?
Yellowstone I fired. I actually borrowed money to pay them off because what they did, it left me hanging. They were the broker, I guess, or the lender. The other company, they left me hanging 15 business days, and I woke up one day with $7,000 in my account unauthorized.
Oh, wow, okay. That's possible, yeah. I've heard a couple bad things about, a few of them.
Yeah.
But of what you have out now, of, all combined, how much would you say the total payback amount is?
Probably about $40,000.
About 40, okay.
40, on a conservative side, 40. On a high side, probably 50.
40 to 50, okay.
But I have two loans. I might have two loans on the middle, two very small ones. One I owe 8. And one I'm under 7, I think, and I want to clear that up. The Strategic one is a significant one. It's about 30, it's in the 30s, and I paid them $300 a day, which is a killer. and that's the one I really like to clear up first. I like to clear them up, all of it. Now, I have a building, I have a business that I bought for $250,000 12 years ago. I pay $2,100 a month on a mortgage. I got 3 years left on the mortgage. I'm down to, just paying principal now, down to like somewhere around $80,000. So I have some collateral in my business.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we can't really touch any real estate. We're not set up to do that yet. But based off what you told me, we could probably combine the two smaller ones and give you some relief there into a longer term. On the strategic one, I don't know if I can do that because typically what we're able to do is lend right around 50% of your annual sales. Oh, no, sorry, not 50%, right. But 10% of your annual sales is that initial loan amount.
Okay.
So you're looking for 50, you're looking right, around, sounds about like 40 to 50,000 right there.
What I'm looking for is to clear some things up, and I'm looking for like a net after that for probably around 20 to 25, no more than that. I don't want to get too deep, but I need a little push. You know what I'm saying, Dennis?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we can combine with you.
I just don't want to borrow money to pay them off. I'll be right back in the same boat. I got to have a little, I got to have a little kiss before I screw myself here.
Well, if it doesn't benefit you, then it wouldn't make sense, right? But unfortunately, I don't know exactly the numbers until I get them back. But I do believe we can do something on the two smaller ones. A strategic, we can take care of that one once you get a little bit more paid into it. I'm familiar with OnDeck. They're a publicly traded company. We actually can syndicate through them as well. We get really good pricing through OnDeck. We use them, occasionally.
Yeah, I paid them off early. I got a good standing relationship. The problem I have with OnDeck, they have very little flexibility. They don't want to work with you when you have other companies that you have cash advances. They won't work with you. They don't have to. They're big. They're big.
Yeah, they won't pay them off. Yeah, I've tried to use them to consolidate some loans for other clients, and they make the client use their own money to pay them off.
It says in your letter that I'm eligible for $250,000, and I know that's not true. I mean, I've been around it, but what I'm looking for, I like to pay off the two or three that I have out that are killing me, and I like to get like a 3-year term with like either a bi-monthly or a monthly payment. That's what I'm looking for. It makes no sense to me to do daily business with you because I can't keep up. It's hard. It's hard. The bar restaurant business is rough. We're doing very well. I mean, but we're doing. We got. I just put a credit card system in 6 months ago. It was always a cash-based business, and we're doing between $6,000 and $7,000 a month in that. It's new. It's relatively new.
Yeah, I can definitely increase your revenue. That's for sure.
I always did a cash-based business because I never wanted a paper trail.
Right.
And I wanted cash.
That makes sense.
But what happened is I'm in what they call an economic area. Catch my drift. We have challenges at the end of the month, and they got to pay me to buy time. You know what I mean?
So I hear you.
The way to do that was with credit cards. I'm saying that in an unghetto-like fashion.
I read you 100%. I like the way you put it.
Okay.
All right, well, I don't want to make much promises I can't keep, but I definitely think we can at least pay off the other two, combine those into one, and give you some relief there. As far as the term goes, on a second position, ultimately I'd like to pay them all off and put you in a first position situation, and I might be able to. It's going to be close.
Can you make a push for me, though?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
a push for the other one? Because here's the thing. I've been in the cash advance business for well over 2 years now with several different companies. They all got paid off early with the amount that they financed, and I never missed one freaking payment, even when I was ill. Not one. Not one freaking payment. And I've had up to $600 a day, up to $700 a day taken out. So, we have challenges. I'm doing business right now with One Way Funding out of New York, who is kind of shifty too. They're with Arch Capital.
Okay, I've heard of them. I'm familiar occasionally, but
they're Schizer. I got a very low one with them. I'm under probably eight, like I said, 7-8. I got one with New Growth, who used to be Priority Funding. It used to be IBIS.
Okay.
And I just opened one up, a little one, a $10,000 one with what they call local lenders. I needed to do that out of need. I mean, the other ones, I probably really didn't have to do it. I'm looking at some other things. There's a place called South Bay, who does the collateral type of stuff. They have a new program out that they're taking a shot at the collateral type, using your equity in your building. I have a lot of equity in my business, and that's an option that I looked at. But I didn't, they never really got back to me with solid numbers.
Okay.
They got to get a real estate appraisal and all that kind of stuff. And who's going to pay for it? All that kind of issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We do actually have an option to go with real estate if you had any other equipment to put up as collateral along with that. But being the restaurant, I don't know that you'd have any sort of equipment that.
I got a small little thing that seats 30 people. Man, my restaurant my equipment's probably $15,000-$20,000. I mean.
Gotcha. Yeah. Typically, I've had
If I had a 100-seat dining room and I had a state-of-the-art Vulcan or Hobart kitchen, I mean that'd be worth it to me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think I could do. I can't lie to you. But I got two sets of deep fryers, a flat top, a microwave, three deep sink, a little pizza oven. I mean, that's probably about $15,000 with the range and everything. That's about it.
Yeah, typically with that program, they're looking at construction companies that have what they call yellow iron, like dump trucks and bulldozers and stuff like that.
But I can't do anything with you on that one.
So right now you have about $30,000 with strategic, $8,000 with
strategic. I'm about 3 months in an 8-month program. I'm almost eligible to refinance, but they will not refinance with me because of these other minor ones that I have. The total minor ones are probably between $25,000 and $30,000, and I don't see that as a problem for the bank card if they want a new business partner in a second position. If we could clear them three up, pay them off, and give me a net of $15-$20, I'd find it tomorrow.
Okay, let me see what I can do. I want to go back to the drawing board and bring this up. I've taken some good notes here. You've got my direct number, and just to verify, I know I've never heard it before, but the 412-780-7688, that's the best number to reach you at?
Okay. I think right now, 23, the conservative side is around 30 with the other ones, not counting strategic. If you want to leave strategic out, the conservative side will be 30. I am an Irish Republican. I'm just an Irish guy. I ain't no Republican. I vote Democrat. I voted for Obama. I'm gonna be out of my mind. I did.
But, sorry, no, it's a tough one.
I'm a Christian Irish man, and I mean, the conservative side will be about 30. Out of the little ones. The other one, the Democratic side, probably be about 35, and that's the ones we can clean up overnight.
Gotcha. Okay, I've got that written down here. So let me bring it up and see what we can do. You said your annual revenue was right around $500,000.
Well, with the credit cards, I don't know, Dennis. This year, I don't know. That's like brand new, but it increased my gross sales 18 to 22% monthly. I'm trying to track it. I'm not on account. That's why I need guys like you. I'm an administrative clusterfuck sometimes. Since I'm separated from my wife, she handled all that. But I can tell you this. It's been steady for the last 12 years between $330,000 and $380,000, but I'm going to break that this year.
Nice.
Before $400,000 to $450,000 on a conservative side. There's a slight possibility I might be able to break $500,000.
Nice, man. That's good. I like to hear that. Well, let me go to the drawing board, buddy. I will give you a call
and
back.
I make deposits of between $33,000 and $40,000 a month.
$33,000 and $40,000, okay.
I thought you need that because most people ask me that. How much deposit? I'm trying to make a deposit every single day as soon as I get fine.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Well, let me work on it, and I will give you a call back.
Okay, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you sending me and taking time to speak with me. Thank you very much.
You too, Mike. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.